Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen.
With me today, the dynamic duo of Daniel Mangana and Alex King. This is your daily dose of happy. We are so happy you decided to join us today.
We are indeed, and we are back doing our usual... What was the phrase you came up with, Alex? You came up with a good a phrase for Thursday. It had a TH in it. What was that? I can't remember what the phrase was. Was it a made-up word? I think it was a made-up word.
I think it was.
We'll work on that one. But whatever it was, welcome to it. And we're glad to have everybody back here on Thursdays. Got a topic today that's directly related to what's been going on with Louise's My Business, the gardening business that we run. And of course, May is the busy time of the year for this business. So things are pretty hectic right now. And every once in a while, I mean, we've done a lot of work to kind of curate our customers, let's say, to kind of call the ones out we don't like, you know, and for the most part, they're really, really good. We have a great list. But every year, there's always a few customers that kind of test the limits a little bit. And so I wanted to make that a bit of a topic today because two of them did it today. Which just shows how law of attraction works, by the way. But I won't share any names. I'll just share some of the stories that are associated. The first one was somebody who we've had them as a customer for a few years now. We do regular maintenance for them throughout the year. And we have a new person who's doing estimates for us this year, and she's terrific. She's been doing an excellent job. But one of the things that we taught her to do is to estimate on the high side when we're doing estimates for customers. And the reason we do that is if we estimate higher than what we come in at, we're heroes because we came in under budget. If we estimate lower than what we came in at, we're goats. We're you know, the people from hell.
Yeah.
And we don't like being the people from hell. So we taught her to start estimating on the high side. And she does a beautiful job at it. Well, she did that with this particular customer, and this is a customer who also added a bunch of other stuff in that they didn't normally do in the past, which they're sort of owning up to, not quite, but that's beside the point. The point is that it came in with a higher estimate than what they were expecting, and they gave us a hard time about it. And so we just explained to them, over the phone in conversation, what it was all about, and I was talking to the wife and she was grudgingly accepting of it. Like, yeah, okay, I can understand why you would do that. We're not like that. We've never been like that. I would think you would treat us different, but okay, I can kind of understand why you would do that. And I understand the reaction. I mean, I've probably been on the other side of that conversation. So I know what that's like. But I also thought to myself, how interesting, because she had spent the previous part of the conversation, basically telling me, we love you guys, but here are all the things you're doing wrong.
Wow.
and she's a master at it, by the way. She can, in one sentence, tell you what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong and put more emphasis on the part that you're doing wrong.
Wow.
I mean, it's a real way of instigating you into, and I had to like bite my tongue a couple times. But I ended up setting a very firm boundary with her, and I just wasn't going to put up with anything. And she ultimately grudgingly backed down. Now, I emphasize the grudging part. I'm going to come back to that in a minute because there's an important piece associated with that. The second one was a customer. Again, we've had her for a number of years. And she's a former school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that because that came out during the exchange that we had. Because without going into the whole history, because I don't really want to get too deep into the details of it, she has a thing about wanting to be notified every time we come, even though she knows we're coming, which is a little excessive. Okay. So we brought we were going to do some mulching. That's one of the things that we do for these customers. We had a big order of mulch for her, had it dropped in her driveway. We had people over there to start doing it today. And she was there yesterday when the mulch came and I came by to cover it. We usually cover it overnight in case it rains because we don't want it to get wet. I mean, you don't want the gardeners having to cart wet mulch around. That's like heavy as can be.
Mm.
I had a conversation with her. It was very nice. You know, everything was fine. She knew what was going on. We show up today and one of our gardeners is working on it and she sees me, the customer sees me because I came over to drop some compost off as well for the gardeners. And she said, well, you didn't tell me you were coming today. And not only did she say that, she said it like a school teacher. Imagine a school teacher lecturing a 12-year-old, hands on the hips, leaning forward like, you didn't do what you were supposed to do. and like, I'm shocked. Like, I'm looking at it like, huh? What are you doing? And I turned to one of the employees who was there, and she's looking at me like, I don't know what's going on here, right? So I was trying to kind of regain my bearings, so to speak. And she ended up going back inside her house, and the employee and I were talking, and we were basically agreeing that her old school, she was retired, but her school teacher's side had come out. You know, so we had a little bit of a laugh about that. And then I went home, and she'd also said a few things that, and I won't get into what all those were, but there were some things that she said that weren't all that good to say. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a customer, and this is interesting. This is a customer who in the past has been effusive in praise for our team.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is almost out of character. Why is she doing this? That's what I'm wondering. So I wrote her a pretty strong email. I wasn't mean. I didn't call her names or anything like that. It was very professional. But I basically told her, I don't appreciate the way you were treating me, and I don't appreciate the way you were treating my staff.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically told her, we have a history. This is true. We have a history of firing customers who don't meet our standards. If they don't treat us right or they don't pay on time or whatever, mm-hmm. we get rid of them. And so I laid all that out in the email, got the phone call. I said, okay, here we go, because I told Louise what had happened, of course. Took the phone call, and she was all apologies. Oh, I'm so sorry. That was not the meaning that I meant to convey. I love you guys to death. I would never want to try to push you away, yada, yada, yada. So, you know, water under the bridge. We made up. Everything's fine. And she now understands. You know, if there's a problem with your schedule and you know we're coming, just let us know so we can do something. Don't just blame us because we didn't tell you that we were coming, you know. So, okay. So we got that straightened out. Now, that's what happened. Let me tell you what happened energetically before and during that.
Okay.
Before that, I've been dealing with all the stresses because I'm pretty much running the business right now. So I've been mm-hmm. dealing with all the stresses of May. This is the busiest time of the year for us.
Mm-hmm.
And doing a pretty good job of staying high vibe, but there are times I dip down. You know, there's been a lot of contrast, let's put it that way. So I've been kind of riding the contrast wave, trying to stay to the high side, mostly successfully. But today I could tell when I woke up, I was like, I was sort of on the edge a little bit. And then these things happened. And in between the first one and the second one, I was really livid. I was just feeling it. I wasn't taking it out on anybody, but I was replaying it in my head. I was doing all the things you really don't want to do if you want to maintain a high vibration. I mean, if you like mm-hmm. the low vibration where you're angry, then great. That's a good place to be. But personally, that's not really what I had in mind. So I realized that I was off on that. And I actually tried to get myself to break it. And every time I did, I got angrier, which was really interesting. But eventually, I got myself to a better place. Now, you have to understand what the order of events was here, the sequence. I woke up feeling so. I had the emails and phone calls to deal with the first customer I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
I started having this feeling. I was having trouble shaking it. I got the second customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
I got the phone call from the second customer. Mm-hmm. And then I had the phone call with the first customer. So that was mm-hmm. the sequence. And you can see how during that time period, I was building up this rage about the first customer, led to the second customer coming in. By that time, I got myself under control. I had actually put out there, okay, I want this one to go well. It went really, really well, but I forgot to do it with the first customer. So the first customer on that call, which was the last one in the sequence, that was the one where it turned into a tussle. And I'm thinking, my God, what a perfect example of how the law of attraction works.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely dead on perfect.
Momentum.
And what a great example of here are some areas you need to work on, Walt.
That's that universal 2x4.
But it also does illustrate how important it is to set firm boundaries. Because how could I have played that? I could have played it like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, mm-hmm. it's our fault. You know, and that would have turned into more opportunity for them to start dumping on us.
Right.
And start taking it out on our staff.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going to have it.
Right.
So that's my double boundary story for the day, combined with law of attraction, all wrapped up with a nice big bow on top. I just wanted to, Alex, I knew in particular you would appreciate that one because you're all about strong boundaries.
Yes.
I mean, you don't even know what weak boundary means, do you?
Nope.
You don't even have that in your experience.
Sure don't. I don't have time for it.
Don't have time for it.
Sure don't.
And Daniel doesn't put up with weak boundaries either. He's just very quiet about it.
Yeah, I've had to be a bit louder recently. There's been some removal from Facebook groups and such delights.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh. Yeah, I think some people think, because of the work that I do, that they have the right to, like, take their stuff out on me. No, I'm not your emotional punch bag.
Right.
Oh, you're this and you're that. I should be able to... No, sorry. I don't really care if you're having a bad day. Even if you are a paying client, nothing in my job description is that you get to just crap on me because you're having a bad day or something's going on in your life. If you would like to have a conversation where we're going to hold space and talk about how to navigate something, fine. But if your triggers are coming up and I'm somehow a part of it, then be a grown-up and take it somewhere else or get deleted.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. Is this me being, oh, that's not very loving, that's not very enlightened? I'm sorry, I'm not a punch bag. I am not your mental and emotional punch bag.
It's not about people, it's about yourself.
Listen, delete. There is like, this is what will happen. If someone talks to me in a fashion that doesn't meet the standard that I set for the talking that I allow in my life, I'll give them like a week, wherein which maybe they could say, hey, that was happening, I'm sorry, blah, 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 whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If that week passes, they get deleted.
Mm-hmm.
Simple.
I don't even give them a week.
There's no space for coming back afterwards. You're going to find that your messages don't deliver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it. The funniest ones. This was hilarious.
What's that?
I get a message in my inbox from someone who's no longer in my coaching community. On Facebook, if I don't get a reply from you, do I have to go public in order to get your attention?
Threats.
Okay. Excuse me.
I was like, okay. Do I have to get public to get your attention? So I said, crap, have I like missed something?
Yes.
I searched for their name. Every single message that I have on any device has been replied.
Okay.
So I screen recorded that, sent it back, let them know what an asshole they just made of themselves, and probably blocked them everywhere.
Nice.
That's it.
It's funny. It's funny how when we get, those of us who get into that angry state where we're, you know, being disrespectful of other people's boundaries and being disrespectful of other people, period.
Being disrespectful of yourself. You're being disrespectful of yourself.
Yeah.
That too, yeah. Actually, you're right. That's probably near the top of the list, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Really?
But it's interesting when we get into that mode. It's like we throw all reason and logic out the window.
Mm-hmm.
We throw everything that we know, all evidence out the window. I mean, that guy or person, whoever it was, clearly threw all the evidence out the window. They just made it up in their head. It must be that Daniel isn't replying because I say so.
That's your sandbox.
I mean, I was just like, really?
Yeah.
I have a boundary story.
Tell us.
This happened to me probably, I think it was maybe a year ago, New Year's Eve, not last year, the year before. Kenny and I were throwing a New Year's Eve party. I invited my friends. He invited his friends. None of my friends could make it, whatever. One of my friends said they were going to make it and didn't call me the rest of the day to tell me that he wasn't going to make it. So I'm sitting here thinking, and Kenny's all excited. I get to meet your friends. Let's see who they are, blah, blah, blah. So I'm sitting there waiting 2-3 days, no phone call, nothing. So finally I was like, you know what? That was uncool of you. I'm good. Have a nice day. And he hit me back with, well, this is why you don't have a lot of friends. And how come no one else was at the party? And I said, because all my friends live out of state. You were the only one I invited in the state. But he had the nerve to be like, well, maybe it's not, what did he say? I said, I don't have a lot of friends because I choose not to let a lot of people in my life. Like, it is a special list. And he goes in to tell me, no, I think it's because you put people off and maybe you're not even autistic. You're just a bad person. And I was like, What? Yeah. Yeah.
They brought the A word into it?
He said the A word to me. Yeah.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
And I'm sitting there, so I'm getting upset. And Kenny sees me getting upset, so he grabs my phone and just blocks him. And I was like, yeah, I forgot. You're right. I was playing way too much into this. I'm going back and forth with him. Da-da-da-da-da. Kenny was like, block.
I've got a funny one, actually. I've got another funny one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, someone who just was peripherally to my work. They don't pay the money to work with me one-on-one, but I like them, so I would make some time if it was available to help them out. I was in New York. They were in New York. I made some time, like gave them like a full-on, like full coaching session, like what people pay money for. Not, here's a few tips. They wanted to leave their job. Here's really important. They wanted to leave their job because their boss wasn't appreciating or valuing their worth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And yet got mad with me because I wasn't immediately replying their WhatsApps when they don't even pay me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Law of attraction much as to what's really going on at work?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're not valuing other people and that's why other people aren't valuing you.
A little bit of
mirror stuff. So I didn't even mirror that back to them. I just deleted them.
Yeah, exactly.
But really? I make time for you like when I've got time to.
Right. Out of the kindness of your own heart. So no, paying people
There's no entitlement here.
You're getting free.
Well, actually, apparently there is some entitlement there. That's the problem. He's got a whole
bunch of entitlement here.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. that's a very entitled personality over there. That, mm-hmm. that is.
Delete that.
Yeah. So,
let me just for the record say, when I make a deletion, I do first and foremost explore why it even showed up in the first place. So I do some introspection. Mm. I do some stock checking to say, okay, for this to show up, something's got to be going on. What's the thing? I do that. But then I delete.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, that's like someone that's in an abusive relationship exploring perhaps their self-worth or whatever that allowed them to be navigated into such a relationship, identifying that, and then staying and getting beaten up every day.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that reminds me of that. I told you about the two customers. The first customer, one of the things that she was throwing at me, she started off with, I don't want to get into hair splitting here. And then she immediately started hair splitting. And I said, well, I agree just now that we're going to not do any hair splitting and you're doing hair splitting. She said, well, you just had your comment. Now I'm making my comment. I said, I didn't have a comment. I was answering your question. She said, well, just let me say my thing. I said, okay. So I'll let her say her thing just to get it out of her system. But how interesting that, you know, we are never consistent about ourselves when we're in that really bad space. Because that's what that person was. Mm-hmm. That person who was giving me such a hard time. The person who was giving me, two people were giving me a hard time today. They're people who are in a really, really bad place.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my responsibility. It's not your responsibility that they're there, but that's what happens. And when you get in that place, oh my God, it's like all of eternity turns off.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you can experience at that place and that low vibe place is the low vibe. There is nothing else going on in the universe. In fact, mm-hmm. you stay there long enough, you don't even remember what high vibe feels like.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's like it's gone.
Always going wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. And it turns out you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy times. Crazy, crazy, crazy times.
So I brought this up because, first of all, they make good boundary stories. And second of all, they really reinforce why boundaries are important.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Because what we're really saying here is by setting a boundary with these people, we're basically saying that vibration you are in is not acceptable to my life. It may be acceptable to your life. It's not acceptable to my life. And I think we kind of need to have that little bit of a pushback when we're in that place to kind of jar us and say, wait a minute, do I really deserve that? Am I really getting what comes back to me because I put it out there? Even if I'm not a law of attraction person, even if I'm not somebody who understands vibration, that message needs to come through to me, whoever I am. And so I think that's the great value of boundaries, but I'm curious what you guys think. I mean, is that the way you look at boundaries?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah? Like you just
I think that, personally, I think that boundaries are about taking physical action that demonstrates something that we're committed to non-physically.
Mm-hmm.
Like environmental hygiene.
I set
an intention, for example, you know, I have loving people in my life, so on and so forth. Well, the vibrational frequency of me having loving people in my life is me being loving. That's going to be reflected in loving people in my life. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be gremlins up here showing up, perhaps unworthiness or, you know, a lack of self-love, and that getting reflected then can start to show up unconsciously in habits and behaviors in terms of the people, missing clues about the kind of people that we should be around, which I know is a big one with me.
Mm-hmm.
So by setting those boundaries, we're reaffirming the intention and saying, no, this is what it is. This is what I'm accepting. And I can use that as feedback both to my mind, both to the emotional state that I'm going to experience in that curated environment. And then that reaffirms the intention, allows me to hold that vibrational flow more, reaffirm it mentally, and then allows the habits and behaviors to shift.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's not about even the other person. It's about my relationship to my reality and me reaffirming what I'm commanding into my reality.
How cool then. We got something, boundaries, that actually help both people.
Well, yeah, they all do.
That's really cool. I like that. And I like it. I agree with your explanation. I think you're right, because it does help us.
Mm-hmm.
I think primarily that's why we learn to set boundaries, because it makes our own lives better. It makes our lives easier to live and more enjoyable and a lot less stressful. Boy, yeah, they make a huge, huge difference. And I compare that to my earlier life, where my boundaries weren't necessarily great. My boundaries have never been bad, but there have been times where some of them were a little bit weak. And those weak boundaries, oh my goodness, they just came back to haunt me over and over again. It's just not a pretty sight.
Oh, no.
So I learned to appreciate boundaries. Mm-hmm. Alex, now I got to ask you, you come across as if you've always had strong boundaries and you've always been really firm and hardline about it. Although you did allow that Kenny had to remind you by jumping in and
yeah, he had to remind me. He had to fix my crown for a second. He did.
Yeah. But, I mean, really, you've always been that way? You've always been really strong boundaries?
As far as I know. As far as my mother will tell you.
Should I ask her?
I've always been like that. I just don't put up with other people's BS, and I let them know. And then it gets to the point where I was in my 20s and I started learning about law of attraction. I was like, well, I'm just not going to have you in my life because it's just not conducive to my mental health. Simple as that.
I don't fancy this, so I'm
For an example, my father is not walking me down the aisle. I haven't talked to him in like 10 years.
Mm.
Blood or not, I have boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you do it so effortlessly.
Because I don't have time for it. Like, why am I going to sit here stressing on your issues?
That just
makes no sense to me.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are a lot of people who could learn from that. Because, I mean, let's be honest. There are a lot of people who have that particular issue for a variety of different reasons. But it all adds up to there's a difficulty with the father.
Yeah.
You know, that's just a fairly common deal. So,
and then you get that feedback that people are like, oh, well, that's your parent. You should love them anyway, blah, 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 blah. Not conducive to my mental health. Sorry.
And there's an interesting point in there, too. What they're suggesting is that you don't love your father.
Not saying that. Just saying I'm not putting up with his shenanigans.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But that's what they were inferring.
Yeah, exactly.
they were inferring that you did. Well, actually, I think you're demonstrating some pretty strong love to your father. Not the kind perhaps he was looking for, but nevertheless, it's there.
That's what you get. It's tough love.
Yeah, but it's not about what the other person's looking for. It's about what you want. It's your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Other people don't get to tell us what we.
No, they don't.
Really? You don't
make up excuses for staying in toxic situations, and I don't like that.
Exactly. That's the thing. You know, when we understand that it's not that it's actually what's the word I'm looking for? It's none of your business. The boundaries that I set and why I set them.
Yes.
Yes.
So if you don't meet the standard that I've set.
Yep.
So for example, there was something that happened with a couple where someone said something that I didn't really accept. All right.
Mm.
And the husband still wanted to be in my life,
mm-hmm.
but he wanted to be in my life without addressing the way that I was treated by his spouse.
Oh no.
Now, I'm not telling someone to justify it, but we have to have a real conversation.
Yeah.
You can't just pretend that this didn't just happen. Mm-hmm. That's not how it goes. So unfortunately, you get lost too.
Yep.
Now, am I being unfair? You don't get to say if I'm being unfair. I have a standard that I've set for my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't willy-nilly chop people off. The standards that I've set has been as a result of my years of experience with human people.
Yep.
And also by taking the time out to really develop a level of discernment as to the kind of people that meet the standard for what I want in my life.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't get to come to my programs. They don't get to, and if they do, they don't get to be in my groups. Just because someone's bought my program doesn't mean you get to come into my group to be in my community. We've got a rule. You're not entitled to be in our community. You can do the work. Fine, but I don't have to engage with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just go on my website and book to coach with me either. I have to see and vibe with you and see if you're someone whose energy I want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get to say what those standards are.
Right.
It's the way that I don't get to say that to you either.
Mm-hmm.
I can't complain if someone drops me out. I've got people that drop me out.
Mm-hmm.
Does it hurt? Yes, of course it hurts. Do I get the right to demand? No. I might be interested, but I have no rights to demand why somebody drops me. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That happened what year are we going back to? 2014?
Mm-hmm.
Someone that I've known since we were 13 years old. I've known her since we were like 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Unfriended me on Facebook and I couldn't get through on WhatsApp. No explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, no reason why was given. Guess what? I don't get to demand that from you. Now,
right.
I have a right to express myself, but you don't have to respond.
Right.
In that instance, I didn't. I left it. It took some time to get over that. Yeah, but I left it. But I don't have a right to say, you have to tell me why you don't want to talk to me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that right.
One of the smartest and best memes, I'm not one who's really a lover of memes. Every once in a while I see something I like, but most of them it's like, oh yeah, that's nice. Okay. It doesn't really affect me. But this one meme really got my attention. It was, I want to make sure I get it right. What you think of me is none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I need a t-shirt.
That's a double reminder right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because on the one hand, it's not up to me to respond to what you think of me if you don't like me for whatever reason. In fact, that I don't have to even think about it if I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I'm probably better off if I don't. I'm probably better off if I just skip the whole thing, you know? So, yeah. And that to me is the stronger one of the two reasons why I like that so much. It's a reminder. Okay, someone doesn't like me. Someone's maybe even treating me poorly. I've got the boundary up. They can't get past me. I mean, I'd block them if I had to, you know, but what they think of me, that's up to them. That's theirs. And, you know, they're welcome to it, because most often what they're thinking about me is something that probably isn't even true.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it easy to let go. But even if there is an ounce of truth of it, the most that happens is I get to decide whether or not I want to make any changes in my life. To heck with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like that meme a lot, which is something. Like I said, I usually don't like memes. Boundaries are quite the thing. They are. They're an interesting thing. Now, the flip side of boundaries, it's not really a flip side. It kind of goes along with it, mm-hmm. is the concept of respect. Because,
mm-hmm.
well, first of all, you have to respect yourself if you want to get anywhere in life.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, when we're dealing with people who are giving us a hard time about anything in any way, that's the hard time to be respectful. I mean, I got to tell you, when I was dealing with these two customers earlier, I wanted to cuss them out really good, but I didn't do it. Not because I shouldn't do it, not because it would be wrong to do it, but because I knew that would put me in a vibrational place I didn't want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So I was avoiding it for my sake, not for their sake. Which is not the way most people think about it, but it's the way I think about it. I'm curious, do you guys think about it that way?
I do.
Me too. Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's really the smart way to look at it.
But I also think about it for their sake. They don't want it. They don't want no smoke. They don't.
Did you say they don't want no smoke?
They don't.
Which, if they know you, they probably already knew, but...
Which, yep, I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and I learned that at a young age.
But by the same token, you're obvious about it. It's not like you hide this.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you're pretty straightforward. I let you know from
rip what's happening.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not like you have to kind of guess with Alex about where she sits on something. It's
sometimes there. People still, they still want to have their own notions and ideas about what something means.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have their own notions and ideas. They don't want to, they don't want the reality of the situation. They're looking through the lens of their judgment and their dictation about what something is supposed to be, and then get mad when that doesn't get honored. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're not living. Ooh,
right.
I need to be able to judge you for this. So you being straightforward about who you are and what you are about doesn't work for me. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's like when people want to get mad with me, it's you didn't tell me everything that's happened to you in your past. I do about a dozen podcasts a week. And as and when things that are relevant to that conversation come up, then I speak about them. I haven't got a biography that's out where, for example, I've left out pertinent details. Oh, you didn't say about that in your I haven't got a bloody biography, you toe rag. I had one person tried to get mad with me the other day. It's like, oh, well, you know, you wanted me, I think they wanted me to be on their podcast, whatever. Oh, yeah, your bio doesn't go into enough detail. This got missed out, that got missed out. Oh, you didn't say that. Actually, I speak about it when it's relevant. And if it was relevant in our conversation, it would, oh, well, no, sorry. And I need to speak to the person who referred you because they didn't tell me this either. And I asked two questions. I said, first and foremost, have you listened to all of the content that I put out? No. I can send you 6 or 7 podcasts now that speak to that exact situation. Well, I don't have the time to listen to everything that you do. No, point number one. Question number two.
Why is that your problem?
Does it even have to do with you in your life? Well, when you put it like that, nothing.
That
was the end of that conversation. But when somebody wants a reason for something, if they've got a reason, like for example, with Alex, they want to say, oh, you're like this and you're like that. I kind of told you that from the beginning, bro. This is who I am. But you wanted to have the opportunity to judge about this later. So reticular activating system kicks in.
Yeah.
When the reticular activating system kicks in, they literally become blind to it.
Right.
They become blind to it. Or the fact that they're fake and pretending that they actually are observing who you are and what mm-hmm. you are. Oh, hang on a minute. Yeah, actually, if I'm honest and actually engage with you as a human instead of, for example, what you can do for me or the benefit that I can derive, maybe then I'm going to see these things that you're now telling me were evident. So it's like when we actually just start asking ourselves, this thing that we're judging the other person for example, does it even have any relevance to our life? No, you're probably making up a story. Mm-hmm. And a boundary is probably deserved in this situation. So sit back, shut up, and enjoy the boundary. Or, like, are you even mad about something that's real? Did the email yeah. even get received? Did the statement even mean the meaning that you... We have this with... Oh, I have this at home with Olga all the time, but she's probably going to hate me if she's watching this. But at least we've got the explanation of language barrier, right? So sometimes I'll say something, what do you mean? Oh, no. I just understood how that sounded, but that's not what that means. You said this. Wait. Hey, that's not even what that meant. You said, no, I know I said that. That's not what it means. Yes, it is. That's what you said. No. Not even at least got language barrier. But sometimes we're both speaking English as native English speakers, and we pull out the meaning that we want from it.
Yes. Oh, yes.
True.
I'm so dead. I'm not having any dinner tonight. I'm not getting
any dinner tonight. Olga, if you are watching, this is for a much higher purpose.
It's for a higher purpose. Just understand. Yeah. And I love you very much.
Yes.
Ariana, please hide all of the knives in the house. Ariana won't hide the knives. Ariana will be on them. Ariana is always on her mum's side. Ariana's always on her mum's side. I'm just praying that Ethan's like a man's man, but I don't think he is. He's got this thing at the moment. Quick tangent. Ethan is going to be 5 months on Saturday, right? How is he already running game? How is he already running game? This is what he does. So we'll be playing and everything will be cool. We'll be singing songs. And then he'll just like, his face will just turn. So Ethan doesn't cry. He doesn't cry off the bat. He does like this talking thing. He goes, and then he starts talking. And then he does this and he looks like he's restless. Oh my God, he's hungry. I need to feed him. Oh my God, babe, I need to feed him. I give him to his mum. He stops, looks at me and goes like this. And he just starts laughing. I'm like, wow.
Got played by a 5-month-old.
He plays me. But the thing is, it's like, I'm not gonna take the risk that he might not really be hungry mm-hmm. or something. But sometimes he's just like, yeah, I'm bored right. of you. I wanna go to mum now. And then he looks at me and he goes, and sometimes he laughs out loud. I'm like, really? Really? This is what you do? So I think he might actually be on the other end. I don't know. I may be like alone here, out in the wilderness, locking all the knives away. Yeah, we'll see how that one goes. We'll see how good my manifesting really is in a few years time.
I suggest maybe you might want to alter the story a little bit.
Yeah, great advice. Yeah. Set an intention. Where did you read that?
It was a good book I read. Yeah.
Chat, they probably know what they're talking about. Send me the link.
Okay.
Send me the link. It's like, really?
Yeah. A friend of mine wrote it.
Yeah. Ethan's hilarious though, man. He's just hilarious. He's got some new sounds at the moment. These really high pitched squeaks that he's developed, like his vocal range is coming. And when he gets a new sound, he practices it.
Oh, sure. Like,
I've got my new sound. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've started doing this thing because he's got this thing where he like really gets really vocal, like, and his face is doing like all these expressions, and I do it back, and he's like, "You speak the language." Like, no, bro, I'm just trying to encourage you to be vocal. Please learn to speak English as soon as possible, please, because this language isn't really working for me. But I really get into it because I make up these whole stories in my mind about what he's actually saying. So, wow. And then that happened. Wow. It's crazy. How did you even do that? And we really get into it. So He's cool. Cool little guy. Dan did that.
I can tell you, you are already not going to be. You are already a great father. I mean, just fabulous. Excellent.
Thank you.
I love it.
This is being recorded, right?
It is, yes.
Those downtimes where I feel sad and depressed. Where are those wise words from Walt? Oh,
well, just say it. Go to the 40-minute mark, and that's where you say it. You know, it's right there.
Well, I could just listen to LOA today and feel happy and get my vibe up, especially if I've got the app. Especially if I've got the app.
Yeah. Ooh, here we go. All right. Well, there's actually a very easy way to do that. Just go to loatoday.net. Really? Download the platform. Yes, exactly, Ethan. You're right. It's precisely where you go to loatoday.net/download, and there it is. Mm-hmm. It's all right there. Not only does it give you access to the app, it also gives you access to all the major platforms where you can subscribe to LOA Today. So you can actually listen any way you want to listen, which is a really cool thing. So thank you for that suggestion, Daniel. It's good. By the way, we also like to share around here. That's something that we haven't really talked about a lot in the last couple months, but sharing is a good thing because that's how we get the word out to more and more people, particularly people who do respect boundaries. We do want to get them the message. The ones who don't respect boundaries, just leave them alone.
Leave them alone.
I think Daniel needs to have his own trio of background singers, don't you think?
No.
No?
No. This is my limelight and they will not take it from me.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's me told. So, okay.
You're definitely the lead singer if you're the only one in the group.
He's the lead singer and the background singer. And he does all the voices too, which is equal.
Wonderful.
Wonderful things.
Something just did occur to me though, and that is Ethan won't always be 5 months. There may come a day when he plays this one back and he starts using it.
Ooh.
Oh.
I won't put it past him. He's a smart little cookie. No. He's a smart little cookie, that one. Mm. Smart little cookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And we've been so Olga speaks to me exclusively pretty much in Russian. Isabel, who helps at our house, speaks to him in Spanish, and I speak to him in English. So he's already got, like, those neural pathways from all the more.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oof.
Well, not only is he going to be multilingual, but if he can actually maintain his sanity, he's going to be powerful.
Oh, goodness.
Well, seriously, I mean, when you're being taught 3 different languages from 3 different sources. I mean, do you actually speak any Russian? Does she speak any Spanish? I mean, is there any crosstalk going on like that? Or is it just literally you guys speak?
No, he's got the neural pathways being set by the single voice. So I sometimes forget, and I do speak a little bit Russian to him.
Okay.
Ariana speaks an amalgamation of all the languages and speaks to him all day long. But Isabel only speaks Spanish. So yeah, he's getting everything hit.
Wow. Start him young. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Well, it's also a little bit schizophrenic.
but they're developing meaning. It's the same way we learn to talk. We start associating meaning to the words and all the things, right?
Mm-hmm. But I mean, I could see somebody growing up under that scenario and thinking that everybody has their own language. You got to learn each person's language.
True. I never thought about it like that.
I didn't think of it like that. Well, he's going to go out into the world and, like, for example, his maternal grandmother, obviously his granddad's passed away now, only speaks Russian.
Right.
So, only speaks Russian. And then he lives in a Spanish country, so he's going to hear Spanish every day. Right. But then there's a lot of English spoken. So he's going to have more than one entry point of the language for sure.
That's going to be really interesting. I mean, just seeing what he's like in terms of his ability to handle language when he's, you know, 5 even, or mm-hmm. 10 or 15, it's going to be really interesting to see. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's true multilingual. Wow. I'm trying to imagine what it would have been like when I was that age. Of course, I don't remember anything at that age, so I'm not sure I can imagine it.
That's
still.
The thing. They say the younger you are, the easier it is for you to learn a different language. So I don't know why they don't start us with different languages until high school or middle school.
Because it's not, because it's about training you to be a worker bee, not actually giving you intellect and access.
Mm,
sorry, I just went on my soapbox.
and well, soapboxed it was, too, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with it. Okay, we got about 14 minutes left in the show, and I think we kind of wore that one out, but that was good. I like the conversation. I like the way we approach the boundary question.
I hope Duncan sees it so he can pull some bullets for me to write a cool blog about the boundaries, actually, and maybe we can link people back to the show.
All right, that'd be cool. I like that.
We've been actually, do you know what, actually, Walt? We've been getting a lot of blog content from these shows.
Really?
Well, I write 3-4 blogs a week, so I need I need a lot of content.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm glad that we are performing a public service, particularly to your brother. I mean, that's a great thing.
Yeah, thank you.
That, well, to me, that's part of what it is to create your daily dose of happy, which is what we do here 5 mm-hmm. days a week. And my goal is, my first goal is to help everybody raise their vibe, including myself. One mm-hmm. of the reasons I do the show is because I want to raise my own vibe. But I also like, I like the show to be intelligent. I like the show to be creative. I like it to be, you know, exploratory. And so if we're doing all those things and we're creating all this stuff for you to draw upon, fabulous. All right. We're doing something right. I love it. So I consider that a compliment. Thank you very much. And thank you to your blog writer too. I know what I wanted to ask you guys. Actually, you two are the perfect ones. I was going to make this an off show question, but I'll bring it on show. I have discovered over the last couple of years that the best combination on co-hosts here on the show is 3. And you guys were one of the first trio with me that I did, and it worked out really well. That's what kind of gave me the clue. And it's been playing out now so that almost all of them, the podcast now, almost all the episodes have 3. A few of them have 2. And so I've been trying to kind of expand it into making sure that all 5 days a week we're doing 3 people. I'm still doing law of attraction to attract all the right people. I've got great people right now, but I'm still trying to fill in more big gaps. We're almost there. I think the only show we don't really have 3 on right now is Tuesday with Dean McMurray. And I think that one may come pretty soon anyway. But I wanted to ask you guys about what your perspective is from having the multiple voices. Because the way I see it is if it gets to be more than 3, if you get a full panel, 4, 5, 6 people.
That's too much.
It's too much noise. The conversation goes. Do you feel that? Do you get that same sense as I do?
Mm-hmm. Either that or someone ends up really quiet the entire time because it's too many people.
I have that on Clubhouse sometimes when I'm in Clubhouse rooms and there's like 20 moderators.
Yeah.
It's like, it depends also on who's holding the space. You're very good at holding a space, Walt, so you can pose a question and maybe direct it to somebody. So you can moderate in that and facilitate in that way. So you could probably hold a panel of 5 or 6 people if there were people that understand how to be in a panel and aren't trying to be in. It's the Daniel show. And that's what we're going to do. Screw the rest of you. This is about me. As long as it's not that.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, so for example, with me and Alex, we're both interested in what the other person's got to say.
Right.
So, and we both want to bring the conversation to serve the audience, not to serve us. But if it was like one person that's like, yeah, so like blah, 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 then it doesn't work. So I think it depends on the people and the person holding the space.
Definitely depends on the people, because we've had some co-hosts in the past I was not a fan of.
Yeah, I wonder who you're talking about. No, we won't mention any names.
Now I'm interested to know who it is. I'll send you a message later.
If you're to find out, it'll be off camera.
Obviously, but serve up the juicy.
I'll spill the tea in the group chat.
Oh yeah. Gossip. And then I'll meditate and do a few Hail Marys to reset my vibration afterwards. But I do want the juicy.
Right.
I want it. I want it now. Give me.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt we came into this world to experience contrast. I mean, example, right there.
I'm doing my souls a service by doing this classic. Conscious folly. No, you're just being a butthole, mate. You're being a butthole. Okay, fine. Judge me. Let's see how you manifest, Mr. Judgment. Okay.
Oh, God.
See, this is one of the reasons why I like to have three of us, because I discovered from doing the show with you guys and having three, it gets hilarious. And the hilarity just like flies after a while. I mean, you talk about me moderating. I don't try to moderate when it does that. There's no point. Because at that point, the vibration has just gone off to Alpha Centauri, and I might as well just follow along with it for the ride. I mean, it's that simple.
Exactly. We are here to serve.
Well, and you serve beautifully. That's, I really do think that the three is the right number.
I agree. So, I think three is the right number.
And that's what I wanted to ask you. You guys really think so, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And not that we've never had more than that. I mean, we had... was a week ago, and it worked out beautifully. Was it a week or 2 weeks ago? But
two
you know,
ago.
There I were four. Was it 2 weeks ago? No. There was one very recent where there were four of us.
Yeah, we had Neo on a Thursday.
Neo, that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah, but again, the dynamic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. The dynamic works. I've been on a couple of Neo summits now where there's like a number of people, but again, I've noticed for the most part an energy of respect, and everybody wants to.
Right.
We're not just here to speak.
Right.
We're here to learn and add.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's where the difference comes in. Are we adding or are we speaking?
Right.
That's what I call energy flow. I mean, people use that phrase a lot of different ways. For me, energy flow is where the energy literally flows to the next person who has the best contribution to make. Mm-hmm. And it happens in that environment that you just described where everyone is there both to share and to learn at the same time. Mm. When that happens, first of all, you don't have anybody trying to energy steal, because what's important is stealing energy under that circumstance. Mm-hmm. And secondly, everybody is there to be part of that flow because the flow feels good. That's why it's your daily dose of happy. When the flow feels good, don't you want to break that?
Mm. Right.
Well, if you're a friend of mine anyway. Some people want to, I know, but that's what they do for a living. You know, it's not part of my life. But yeah, that's one of the reasons why this works. So yeah, three's perfect. I love three. It's good. And by the way,
you just set a boundary.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
And it's a good one. It's a very good one. So anyway, this is my long-winded way of putting out there. I actually have put out a feeler to one of the co-hosts, and he's kind of interested in perhaps sitting in sometimes on Tuesdays, but I'm not sure he really can do it all the time. So anybody who has any ideas about a third Tuesday co-host join Dean and me, you know, put it out to me in a message. Send me a text or an email, or you know, use the LOA Today app to send something in. Oh, there's an idea.
I've been on some pretty cool podcasts recently, so at least to have some guests to come up and although every time I bring someone for a one-time guest, they end up being like
you have a good history of that, and I thank you for that. You've brought some wonderful co-hosts to the show, so you deserve a lot of credit for that.
Absolutely. Well, it's my hostile takeover from the inside, my Trojan horse. It is my show now, and I will pontificate. Oh.
I'm going to be voted out of my own show.
You've got the logins, and you're very useful. So
we'll there's that. Okay.
We need him. Yeah.
We need him.
There is that.
Yes. We need him. But I've been on some cool podcasts recently. I've met some pretty cool people. So as and when I feel that people, generally I find that I get a pull and it's like, yes. That person. Yeah. Like Monique, I was like, for like a year, I was trying to get Monique on the show. I knew she was going to
really?
Be a bit. Mm-hmm. Remember, wow. She was unavailable. The time that we do the show, she couldn't make it. She had ongoing engagements every day at that time.
Yeah.
And then things opened up for her to be able to come along. And Neo, just chatting on WhatsApp. I was like, do you know what? I need to introduce you to Walt. And I said, look, tune in, jump on YouTube, have a look at the show. If it's something you're into, we'd love to have you. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, yeah, I'm game. And here we are.
He's been great. He's and getting used to Debbie G. Debbie G is like, you have to get used to her doing a show with her, because her energy is, what's the best way to describe it?
Explosive.
Along that line. You have to be ready for it, let's put it that way. And we've only done two shows, I think, as a threesome. And he's been there. He's been great. I mean, he just flows with it really, really well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have to give him a lot of credit because, I mean, Debbie G's a handful. She is.
I love Debbie G. I got interviewed for her to be on her show again recently. And the first time I was a guest on her show, I know her through, obviously, Tire Bootcamp and the Streams community. She's like, sure. Debbie G, okay, cool. Like, it was like, okay, this is Debbie G. Debbie G's in the house. This time I was better prepared. So I was like, okay, I've prepared my vessel to receive the energy of Debbie G.
Right. In this
instance. She's just fabulous. I love her to bits, man. She's amazing.
She is amazing. Fabulous. And she's into all kinds of crazy stuff. Just really amazing what she's doing. So, yeah. Wow. But boy, you got to be prepared. If you're not, get it. Okay. So, and we have special guests. She's bringing us two special guests tomorrow. I should probably do the promo, except I don't have all the promo information in front of me. But let me tell you, one of these people is a regular contributor, I believe, to Entrepreneur Magazine. And the other one was a regular contributor to, what was it, another publication. And they're coming out to talk about this really cool project that the three of them are involved in. So
nice.
You know, definitely want to check this one out. This is going to be a good show tomorrow. This is one you want to really be sure that you either tune into the live stream or listen to the recording afterward. You're going to get something out of it because these are some very high-powered women who are going to be on the show. Neo's going to be really tested, as am I. I mean, that's what it's going to be. So that's what's coming up. We also have a special guest coming up next week. And she's somebody I met through, I think it was on LinkedIn. And I don't normally just reach out to guests anymore. I mean, I used to do that fairly often, but it's really rare for me to reach out and invite somebody to come in. And I don't even know why I reached out to her. Mm-hmm. I mean, you talked a moment ago, Daniel, about how if it feels right, you'll send somebody through to be, you know, a guest on the show here. That's what I'm rarely on LinkedIn. I was on LinkedIn and I found this person and I just had this pull to bring her in, and she's going to be joining us next week. So
nice.
I don't know. I still can't tell you. I'll have to tell you after we do the show why it was that it played out, because I don't know yet.
Yeah.
All I know is that. Well, yeah. Well, that, I mean, I just know it's going to be good. That's all.
Yeah.
It's going to be that simple. So yeah. So good stuff coming along. So okay. We did our promo. Oh, well, we did miss one promo, didn't we? That's my fault.
Uh-huh.
I didn't give the right. We'll do that right now. You know, not only listen to us through today's app and today's podcast platform, also catch us on YouTube. And to learn how to catch us on YouTube, here is the lovely Alex King to explain how to do it.
Would you like a soundtrack, Alex?
Yes. So what you do is go to YouTube, search LOA Today podcast videos, and once you see our smiling faces, click down below to the red subscribe button. Next to the red subscribe button, there's a little silver bell. Make sure you click the silver bell so you will always be notified when we are live. Live promos, I love it.
I love the way that he offered a soundtrack. You said yes, you just ran with it. That was great.
Synergy at its finest.
Oh my God, that was funny. Oh,
that was great.
All right. Well, thank you guys again for an excellent episode. Thank you for some really cool insights. Hungry's really good stuff. I'm looking forward to seeing you next Thursday. And thank you also our very quiet but live stream. We appreciate as well. And thank you, especially to our podcast listeners, without whom we would have a podcast. We'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.